This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Rolling, 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 rolling. What? Yeah. Live, love, and Limp Bizkit.
That's right. Can't listen to Limp Bizkit.
Oh, there you go. Break some shit, just like Limp Bizkit.
Start breaking shit, man. We know you got a problem, but God, you don't have to break everything in front of us.
Cops got some 3-6 mafia going on in there.
And I stuffed her in the trunk, stabbed her 4 times in the neck.
Full of the nose up with that dust.
Yeah.
Y'all
ready? Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow. So here we are once again. What's up? Here we are. Nice to meet you.
Jeremy. Good to see you.
My name's Alan. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
A little cozier than normal. I like it, though. It's all right.
It's going well, starting to cool off.
Starting to cool off a little bit.
A little bit.
We're still in the scalding now 90s.
You would say that there becomes a time when it's a little easier to get a little closer.
The temperature dropping at nights.
Yeah, definitely doing that.
Dude, we had a 63 Friday night.
Watch out.
That was what's up, dude.
Yeah, I was driving a forklift through a parking lot. I'm like, ooh, I can feel winter in the air. Like, I can feel that.
Yeah, not winter, maybe fall.
What fall? I saw a leaf. It fell.
It's coming soon.
Won't be long now. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. Big John. How goes it?
Cowboy John.
He's back one more time. What have you committed to? The PBR hat.
PBR in right now. I couldn't find the Budweiser.
So, well.
What up?
And Brother Cobb.
Cocaine will turn you into a damn owl, homie. You'll be your own street lamp. Theo Vaughn.
Trump interview.
Like it.
All right.
Talking about what it's like to do cocaine.
To the former president.
What a time to be alive.
Yep.
I'm sure old Trumpers had his nose on a few lines.
No, he said he's never. No, never. He said never.
Leave it. Not one bit.
Say, dude, what surprised me? You said he's never had a sip of alcohol.
What?
No cigarette, no alcohol. I'm sure if he did it, he'd be like, hey, I get fucked up with the best of them. Yeah. I didn't mean to cuss. Earmuffs.
Oh, gosh.
That's what happens.
33 beers. I had just had a few. It's okay. And never good.
Yeah.
The tiny beers make my hands look bigger.
Man, I saw that episode post up. It was, I don't remember what time of night it popped
like,
up.
I was like, what? You didn't know nothing about it?
No.
I didn't either. It just like recommended YouTube. Like, what?
Yeah, it was just there. And I was like, whoa. I watched it like right when it hit. I was like, yeah, what is going on with this?
I was like, I mean, that's the smart thing for him to do is get on that.
such
Theo
a
Von,
I think
those little streamers I ain't never heard of that Baron or whatever told them about.
Dude, that's an audience that is really kind of everywhere. Like, you know how
he should be playing video games next on Twitch.
Yeah. 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 It's a hell of a reach of an audience, man.
So this is Grand Theft Auto 6, and it is the best Grand Theft Auto ever.
It's got a little bit of everything on there. It's just kind of sprinkled in there like crack on a sandwich.
Yeah, it's good format. Yeah. Man, something else.
Yeah.
Anything else to do with that? I enjoyed the interview.
I haven't watched it yet.
I didn't either. So. Can't put my two cents in.
I gave you the best part.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah, that
won't be watching.
That's the highlight.
You be your own street lamp, homie.
Be your own
talking about
street
being lamp on his front porch on cocaine.
Yeah. Lighting up the yard, apparently.
Turn you into a damn owl.
See it all.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Make you a mechanic. Drugs, man. It'll make you a mechanic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well.
That it will.
Somebody scream!
I didn't know. You got any?
Man, I'm sorry. I don't have any sex related stories this week.
No, I'm not asking for that. I was asking you about the yard sale, man.
Oh,
like the experience of it. Like, how'd you feel about it?
So I don't know. I had a yard sale yesterday. First one I had in like 12 years. So I had a lot of shit to get rid of, It was exhausting. You know how hard it is to put a damn yard sale home by with one person? It's just,
dude, I saw three people struggle with it.
It's
so
a
you
bitch.
Did it one.
I did it one day. Woke up early, put it all out, sat out there, sold some shit, put it all up. That was
Yeah.
That's the worst part. If you don't sell all this shit.
I know. I'm like begging people all the time. I'm like, you can have
you
it.
Can
just take
have
it with
this.
You.
Just take like, it.
Like getting closer to the end, you start cutting everything in half, and then
dude,
you're like,
man, if you
buy
got
this,
$5,
get this.
Yeah.
You can have this
like,
36
you know what?
Yards aside.
Yeah,
over
yeah
here.
Just take it. I don't care. But yeah, you know, it was good. I made a little money off of everything. It was a good experience. I enjoyed it. It was just, you know,
as long as you wouldn't be positive and you didn't have to pay anybody to help you. So
yeah, that's true.
It was all profit.
That's what it was. That's right. That's right. So
I wouldn't charge you, man.
It's so hard about selling the yard.
I'd charge you.
I mean, it was just piece by piece, man. Every
that
blade of grass, you got to take inventory on that shit. That's rough.
You got to count each blade.
That's all it does. Hard,
and
dude.
The weeds. You got to count the weeds.
Yeah, those are extra. And if you get any ants too, shit.
Protein. Anyway. You're going in the food market.
Yeah, then it's like, you got to worry about damn health code.
I know.
But
it just keeps increasing the prices, man.
I can't really imagine the mindset, man. Couldn't imagine walking through a store and just seeing, you know,
the yard.
Practically, but like, I could flip that. That's pretty sick, man. Pretty sick.
Yeah, I just kind of have that.
I'm just going.
Have that eye. I don't know.
It's just being willing to take the chance.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it really is. You know how much shit I've got that I've had for probably months I'll never sell. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So you take the chance. And sometimes you'll get some stuff like, you might be like, I'm really risking this, and it'll sell in 2 minutes. You just never know. So
That's kind of what I've kind of gathered from listening to you talk about is you just got to be willing to take the risk to spend the money.
Yep.
I remember, like, first time seeing that, and truly, like, being inspired by the hustle, it kind of, like, I guess the entrepreneurial spirit of it was when I was working at Heritage Auto Parts. And, man, just going out to these police auctions or auction, whatever kind of, where they were selling a car that ran or not. And, man, just seeing the damn hustle on that, then getting it back and, like, eventually teaching me how to do it and look at a vehicle, he'd be like, so, man, dude, that's a 2005 Nissan Maxima. We can part that out. He's like, how many Maximas do you see on the road that actually have all the parts on them? This is
make some money off of that.
We were about to make a kill. I was like, man, you're right. Like, the point is, like, knowing he did the research. He knows what's on the road.
Yeah. Get you an Altima, a Honda, any of those. You gonna sell the parts regardless.
Yeah, man. Having an eye.
I had to buy a battery today.
Yeah, there you go. Kind of hard to sell a used battery, but sometimes
I mean, shit. We had a guy.
But you
come
can't
in,
do it.
We had a guy come in with some crappy ass batteries the other day.
You think you could sell a used condom?
Depends on who used it.
You know the.
And if you could repackage it.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have to be repackaged. It depends on who used it. That's the main key.
You sold sweaty socks. Now it's time to sell that used condom.
Now I have to contact sock girl to see about, you know, maybe. I don't know. That was...
She might want you to use it on her.
Ooh.
I don't know if I would sell
reuse a condom. That'd be.
That seems like a touch of horror.
I mean, that's another thing, you know.
I've heard of people wash them out back in the day.
Yeah, wash them out, flip them inside out. Let's go.
Reuse them, yeah.
Sheepskin.
Hey, sometimes you got to go that way. Sometimes they're allergic to latex.
Jinx.
Well.
I don't think.
I'll buy you one of them
Beetlejuice. What a time to be alive.
Advantages. Yeah, reusing condoms.
Hey, it's getting that point now, you know. Everything's getting fucking expensive.
As we slowly begin to understand the media scare about monkeypox.
Yeah. Hey, who gives a shit about monkeypox?
Thank you.
Hey, that's the next thing we need to worry
about.
There
ain't gonna be no next monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
That shit better be fatal.
Oh, no, you're not even gonna know you have them.
Oh, I got them right now.
Probably.
We've all got, we're just, yep. There we go.
And we're sitting close.
They need to cook up some, like, flesh-eating bacteria and be like, nope, not going out.
They found that shit in New York on, like, payphones. That's why they started getting rid of those bitches.
That's not why. There are many other reasons why.
Well, yeah, that was just part
of it. Give us one reason to stay here, dude. Yeah. What were some of the reasons, man?
I mean, most of it because your phone booth's in your pocket now, but, you know.
Well, think about if payphones were still a thing, though.
Then nobody would use them, so they'd be safe.
I don't know, man.
Maybe 1%.
Your phone ever died while you was out in the world?
No, I keep my shit charged.
Well, see, I don't. My phone will be dead on me in a heartbeat.
There was a lot of people out there like that. People like send me screenshots all the damn time. And like, send anything. I always look at their fucking battery at the time. I'm like, charge your fucking phone. Like, come on. It's not, you got 3% and you got... It's 2:00 in the afternoon. Come on. You got plenty of fucking time to go.
Talking to me, though. Run it dry.
Get yourself together. Charge your fucking phone.
I don't let mine get like below 60, really.
He treats it like a gas tank.
Yeah.
I don't let it get below.
Can't get a half. Gotta get half a tank here.
I'm going to run that fucking gas light until it starts
blinking at me. He's going to be sweating before he... He's gonna be like, I think I can make it to the next town. I don't know.
Man, when I would be traveling a lot, I would push that gas light so hard. I'd be like, man, I got this. I would always make it, though.
There was a few times when you showed up at my house when that was the situation.
I was like, we're gonna go
like, man,
three states over.
You might ride with me to the gas station and get in there. It's like, it don't even tell you how many miles you got left.
It says refuel.
It says, you ain't got nothing.
Like,
running on
fumes. I don't know. We're going to make it, huh?
Me and Chase messed with these sisters back when we was like 22, 23-ish from Winfield. They had an old Honda Accord. I swear it got more miles with the gas light on than it did with a full tank.
I'm telling you, man, when a gas needle doesn't move,
yeah,
you get optimum fuel efficiency.
That gas light, come on. I was like, well, ain't no need.
Get it to a place where it can't move.
Yeah, when you get it to the place where it can't move anymore, you're getting the most fuel mileage.
The Honda Accord was boss. It had like a shelf on the dash. Flat.
Yeah.
It was like a lip around it. Yeah, so you roll your blunts and stuff in there.
Right over it. Yeah. Good times.
We didn't worry a bit when that gas light came on.
No, that gas light been on for 3 days.
Y'all want to go to Huntsville?
Let's do it.
That's the same way, dude. I had a damn ex. She was that way. Like when she would openly, oh, let's go in my car. There was always a reason.
I need some gas.
Yeah.
Be like, you mind putting some gas in the car? I just put gas in the car.
Right. That's pretty good.
That's been 3 days ago. Where did you go?
Like, come on now. I'm like, no, I've seen you ride around a lot with that gas light on. You can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when we first got just went mine. Your gas light was always on.
Like, I thought it was just permanently stuck on. I didn't. I thought the gas needle didn't work.
I treat my gas by like my phone better. I don't let it get below 50. Mm-hmm. I feel better when I fill it up.
Yeah.
$30 really? Instead of 60, 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad filling up a Toyota, man.
Yeah.
You know, we got a... What's the cheapest gas right now? There's a... the neighborhood market going out of Starwood, Highway 12. It has gas that little Murphy's or Walmart gas station.
Yeah.
It's $2.79.
Yeah, it's almost worth driving from Columbus.
Okay, so in Tupelo, at Kroger, it was $2.72. And if you got a Kroger card... You get 3 cents off, so hey.
$2.69.
There you go.
See, that I would always wait to get back into North Mississippi when I'd be going back and forth to Memphis, because gas in North Mississippi is super cheap, dude.
Yeah, it's like crazy. It's like I feel like Columbus is
they just rape you.
Yeah, you go any direction around here, it's gonna be cheaper.
It was always weird. Funny, like living on the coast, man. And it was always so apparent.
It's seasonal.
Yeah. It's always so apparent, man.
Yeah. You're like, ah, damn. We're
be like business. $2.57 for 3 months, and then summer comes around, $3.79.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know that weekend before July 4th?
Boom, here comes. $3 uppers.
Here we go.
Yeah, man.
It's always the closer you get down south.
And living in Memphis, I noticed another thing that was kind of weird. Gas in the hood, cheaper.
Hell yeah.
Cheaper than it is in the gentrified parts of town.
Trying to get you in there.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Get them in here.
Jeez.
Dude, I always went in the hood to get gas in Memphis when I had to get gas in Tennessee.
I mean...
If there weren't at least three people walking around with pistols hanging out of sweatpants, I didn't even stop.
Yeah, it wasn't even worth it. I mean, you're used to it anyway. Here, shit.
Yeah, I live on the edge, man. I remember, this is back when we first started hanging out, man. It was back when you were street walking a lot.
Yeah.
Street walkers.
Like, some of the worst streets.
In Columbus, just be walking through there.
Not a care in the world.
Snapchatting it the whole time.
Airbuds in.
Yeah,
Airbuds in.
Just listening to music. Just walking through.
Just hanging.
I remember one night I quit listening to music because my phone had died or something.
That old battery thing, you know?
And I walked by this house. They were having a fucking party, dude. Like yelling and laughing. I still come walking by and it's silence. I'm like.
Like, damn.
I just started walking a little faster. I'm like, gotta get out of here.
You're like, what? Who is this?
Why is this white boy walking around here at 3 o'clock in the morning?
You can hear the record scratch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What'd he say?
It was fun, though. It was fun. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Walking around at Memphis at 3 in the morning?
No, fuck no. I would never do that. This is in Columbus.
You talk about little Memphis. Come on.
Yeah, we're talking about little baby Memphis.
I seen a video of, like, Atlanta at, like, 3 in the morning. I'm like, dude, you're pretty brave.
I was walking in New Orleans early in the morning.
I've walked around New Orleans and anytime, it doesn't matter. I've seen some crazy shit at different times. I mean, you can about see some crazy shit.
Anytime.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what time. It'd be 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'd be
anytime, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, but still.
Yeah, I was watching a video today on YouTube about Jackson. And it was like the unincorporated part of Jackson where all the homes are just like abandoned. Yeah,
just there.
Yeah. It was pretty wild to see that kind of city has that much just abandoned property.
It was a city that grew fast and died fast.
This
is what it is.
Came up hard and fast and died just as hard and fast.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Murder capital of the South?
Yeah. That's why it's abandoned.
That's what they were talking about. They're like, man, it used to be pretty cool here. One by one. Now you just got to worry about somebody shooting you.
You know, I don't like people talking about Columbus like that.
Well, I mean,
it's not as bad as it once was.
No, it's gotten a little
slightly better.
I got that upward inflection in my voice there, but it did get a little bit better.
Slightly better. Sure about
that. I mean,
I ask truck drivers I get that drive to Columbus sometimes at night, and it's like, you ever see some crazy shit? He's like, boy, do I. Damn, see people at 3 in the morning in middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
With flashlights.
He probably saw me. That's probably me.
It was John.
I came by seeing me.
Drops.
It was John that on the river walk.
Sided up in the interstate. I think I see them off.
You know this place that sells dirt in the curve?
Dirt in the curve.
They sell dirt.
Burns dirt?
The raceway.
Oh, curve. Oh, out that way. That yeah, little place.
He's like,
what'd you say the name of it was? Sell a dirt in the curve. What'd you say?
Dirt in the curve.
He said, I saw 3 or 4 people out there 3 in the morning one night.
Yeah, they dropped their stash or threw it out the window is what they did.
They're looking for it. Oh, blue lights.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we may have all been there one
I
day.
I did get approached one time by the police walking around. Just eat it. And I'm like, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, exercising.
What an odd time.
Like,
yeah.
It feels the best. The temperature's the best at this point.
But
I work nights.
I am the night.
Yeah, I am the night.
Okay, Batman.
I am justice.
Vengeance.
You see me now.
Got.
Ain't that like your heart pills or some shit? You old bastard.
Got a damn triple bypass next week. Shit. It's the silent killer.
Hey, going to see Cuckoo this week.
Yep, we're going to do it. Finally going to do it.
And what day?
Probably Thursday, it looks like.
Man, why don't y'all do stuff on the weekend?
I got to.
Because it's taking a chance of it being not there being Friday. There.
Yeah,
I took Monday and Tuesday off.
Monday and Tuesday.
I took the vice versa of what you took off.
He's like, ha ha.
I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
It's like, he fucked it.
If I don't go to work, I don't get paid. So
why don't you take Monday, Tuesday off?
I just wanted to try to get the fuck away from work for a minute.
I was taking my days off to carry through the holiday.
Like, what holiday?
Oh, we got Labor Day coming.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, expanded. Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, get that whole experience.
Then I get Tuesday off.
In the automotive industry, you work on Labor Day.
Mm. Yeah. I start my 12 hours back Wednesday.
I didn't play that one well.
Wait, no, I go back Tuesday. Scratch that.
Fuck that one up.
I got to work the first weekend.
Yeah.
First weekend, shit. I don't think I've ever had a job I've gotten any holiday off other than Christmas and Thanksgiving.
AT&T wouldn't let you have.
Yeah, they didn't let you have my holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving. That's about it. Sucks, that is it. Maybe we closed a little early, like on 4th of July.
Settling old school.
Yeah, but you're gonna be open. You're gonna be there. Somebody gonna drop their phone.
You ain't get off of Columbus Day.
Hell no.
Damn, man.
Flag Day either. Shit.
Indigenous People Day?
Nope.
Damn.
Not even National Donut Day.
Damn.
What is today?
Today?
Today is.
Yesterday was National Sunday. Waffle Day. I know that. But.
Well, they got a day for everything, huh?
Really Sunday.
The Lord. Yeah, today's just the Lord.
Correct, Mundo.
Chick-fil-A's got a special today.
Yeah, day off today.
They closed.
Yeah. They give all those little 15-year-olds a day off.
Overrated.
Well, Lord, it's 15-year-olds cooking the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Overrated.
That's so funny about that.
It is.
That was quick,
it's
didn't
it? Not good.
Right when he finished, he chimed in. Piece of shit.
I went by when I was on 12 hours the last time. I went like on a Thursday night, and I was driving by it. I'm like, it was like wrapped around twice. I'm like, what is... We done talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah,
well, he's like, they put some cheek. Shit in there, like, crack.
Just like, oh, it's so good. It's not.
Man, people go,
it's like, man, you go, nuts you go there, you look, you go there for mediocre chicken and a good, and good service. See, now you go to Popeye's for bomb-ass chicken and the worse service. But you know,
I'll take Popeyes.
Oh yeah, Popeyes. I mean, you can give me all the attitude you want. Just give me that damn chicken wing.
You come out to the drive-thru at Popeyes. I'm like, what you want?
I don't even care. I'm like, whoa. I mean, you can.
Can I get the 5-piece black? And it's gonna take 15 minutes on them black and chicken tenders.
I'll wait. I'll pull to the side. I don't care.
I'm coming in.
I think. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with the addictive part, dude. Because like, you get. So we do these early meetings at the first Wednesday of every month. It's like a safety meeting. And I'm all the time like, it's all for, it's for like linemen and like electrical things for the most part, and like what to do in emergencies, CPR training, AED, all that, like all kind of safety stuff. Not an issue, but like some of the instructors, man, like had been doing it for a while, master of the craft, because like they'll end like a little rant, talk about the rule, and the next thing you know, you're in a story. And he's like, and that was the first time I've saved someone's life in a helicopter. And I was like, how did we get that escalated quickly.
Like, wow.
You waste no time, man. Yep, don't like, put your hand in the socket. I'm like, all right, I wasn't going to, man.
Yeah, I thought I've seen that one.
I won't have to save you from a helicopter again. Come on.
Man, it was explosive, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Taco Bell's got that new. No, I'm just kidding.
I actually had real Mexican tonight. I was pleased.
Oh, where'd you go? I went to the Mija.
Mija.
Oh yeah, Mija is where it's at.
Their food is the best.
By far. To me. I like that's my Columbus spot. That's
where now when Jalisco's was open, they was pretty good.
They were definitely second runner up for me.
Mean Tex-Mex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't go to Mexican Kitchen.
They said real Mexican.
We didn't go down to Mexico or
anything. Yeah, it's the closest shit you can get here, and Mexican Kitchen sucks.
It does, but it's the closest to authentic, though.
Yeah. I feel like the food truck's the most authentic.
It's pretty damn fire. I'll give it that.
I mean, it is good, yeah. It's good stuff. Two tacos and a quesadilla.
Yeah.
You know what I wish I had at that food truck? What Alan's got at Monson's, the little buzzer things.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
So I can just sit in my car and chill. And
sir?
You can. Yeah. You got to sit with your window down.
Would you download? You can download an app.
Download an app.
See, there you go. You want convenience, but you don't want to take the steps to have convenience. That's the American way.
Jeez, I'm trying to use that memory bank or whatever for some Spotify songs. Not the damn food truck out.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd it go? You're
running out of room. Let me get this food truck out.
Dude, I tell you, you should have just went YouTube Premium, which gives you YouTube music, and it probably already fucking knows you.
Tell them well.
Yeah, keep that Spotify going. Everybody said the same thing to me about Apple Music. Fuck that.
Fuck Apple Music.
I feel like... Get SoundCloud. Whenever I get, somebody's going
to
be like, you
should have got Bandcamp, damn it.
You should have got that. I go to these people, they say, well, you should have got this. Screw I go that. To this group of people, they say, you should have got this. Yeah, whatever. I can't satisfy everybody.
Nugs.net.
I'm just going
to pull. I go to the YouTube people, and they'd be like, you should have got Spotify.
It's going to pull my damn YouTube CD, Premium CD rack out.
Yeah,
what is it? Ain't nobody paying for that.
What is YouTube Premium?
You do? Why?
Really? You're like the only one. I always skip off of it.
Well, you got those covers of songs that I like on YouTube. It's not on any other platform.
And I got songs of Miley Cyrus that's only on Spotify.
I mean, but can't you just go to YouTube and look it up and listen to it then?
But I want to hear it when I'm driving down the road.
Well, you can still look it up.
There's old tapes of the Grateful Dead on Nugs.net.
Yeah.
Live.
Okay, I like it.
Hey, I'm glad you do. I like the...
Hey, before you like what you like.
It's good for podcasting.
Chisel that on a stone.
You can pull up the podcast, scroll through, you can fucking lock the screen.
There you go.
I like that.
Put it on. I got
you. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
No, that's cool.
YouTube does cool have a lock screen feature somewhere.
On their premium.
Whoa. What about do they still interrupt like music in the middle of a jam.
Probably, and well, not if you got commercial.
The premium.
There's no ads.
Not if you got the premium, I'm
not
sure.
Not if you're paying $90 a month for premium.
Yeah.
So, what's Spotify? It's, how much is Spotify?
It's like 11.
This is 12.
Not if you got the family plan.
Yeah, family plan is what, 19?
19.
Yeah, but you can do it with five people?
Yeah, you can have five separate accounts on there.
I don't have a family.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
That's dark.
It was like yesterday, everybody was like, you live in this big house all by yourself? I'm like, yeah? I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, you used to be married. You know, I'm not anymore, but you don't even have no kids. I was like, no, I don't have a lot of vaginal sex.
People are so rude with that, man.
Yeah.
You don't have any kids? What if I can't have them? My boys don't swim. Thanks a lot. I've been cutting myself this whole time.
We found out a lot about Cobb this episode. So.
They swim, they just dumb. That's what I hear.
They swim. Yeah. They just don't make it.
They stall out.
They get to the deep end and they panic.
Like, oh, that's cold down there.
And they're like, nope. Either way.
Blanks.
It sucks, man.
I went to Chicago and got me one of those free vasectomies.
Vasectomies.
Oh, vasectomies. Shit.
Good time. I hear people.
Because it was a good trade for a hot dog.
Oh. Trying to sell testosterone to you. Have y'all had people trying to sell you on using testosterone?
I got some sharp testosterone.
Yeah, some of that T-minus.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Or like, I don't know.
Frank Thomas was talking about it, wasn't he?
I know a guy that's on testosterone. He is.
Should be smirched to
pretty
intense.
Hey,
Frank Thomas, I got
Auburn.
I got some of his cards in there.
He's Auburn. I had a baseball card where he's in the dugout flipping
the
camera off.
I got some Frank Thomas and some Bo Jackson in there too.
He was flipping the photography.
Frank Thomas used to be my favorite baseball player.
Frank Thomas, yeah.
He's Auburn.
Yeah.
Played at Auburn. I want the basketball card with the Mendez brothers in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the brothers, Cobb.
Yeah.
The Mendez brothers? Yeah. They're just some rich pricks.
Okay.
That killed their parents. Trying to inherit their life insurance, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You don't know about the Mendez brothers?
The Mendez?
You know the cable guy?
Yeah.
You know the Ben Stiller trial during it?
Uh-huh.
That was Ben Mendez.
That's
kind
of making fun of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, you're just enlightening me to something I never knew.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so think about that. Ben Stiller film, right?
Yeah. Well,
I was thinking of the comparison. Like, is there any other comedy that I'm thinking movie-wise that I think he was on the edge of that, dude. He was the only guy doing shit like that.
I mean, it was more of a Jim Carrey starring role. Ben Stiller made it and had that little part in it.
I'm saying he was part of the process of it.
Yeah.
Was that Liar Liar you said?
No, Cable Guy. Cable Guy!
Norton.
Edward?
Wasn't Norton that?
No, it was Matthew Broderick.
Broderick. Yeah. I get those two confused.
Yeah. You got Ferris Bueller and...
a great actor.
and American History X.
Way different, yeah.
Bueller.
A little different there.
Matthew Broderick and Edward Norton.
Put your mouth
together at last.
They couldn't note his jockstrap.
couldn't do it. No.
Edward Norton, man, the 25th hour?
Yeah. Edward Norton's got a lot of bangers.
Here Fight Club?
Yeah, Fight
You're
Club.
You're talking Fight Club?
It's amazing.
You don't think those two guys look similar?
No. Do you know what Patrick Broderick is?
Not Edward Norton.
We're talking the greatest Godzilla movie.
Godzilla. Oh, that was Edward Norton, too.
No, that's Matthew Broderick.
No, that was Matthew Broderick.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Better soundtrack.
Yeah.
Great Green Day. Come on, Cowboy John, put it on.
Man, this thing is uncomfortable as fuck.
Just throw it away.
You done put it on, dude. You must embrace it.
Yeah.
You need a real one, like a $600 one.
I've been thinking about getting a real one just for this shit.
Get you a Stetson.
You need like a Richard Petty one. Like the peacock in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like with the long ass pimp feather.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the little feather thing right here.
Oh, yeah, the thing here.
Yeah.
With the big fucking turquoise button in the center.
Ricky, Ricky Petty.
Yeah. You can get you a belt buckle to match it.
No, no, you can't see that.
Well, sometimes he puts our dicks in the frame.
Yeah, sometimes you get a dick shot.
Yeah, hot to it.
Yeah, there we go.
What was he talking about?
Who?
You.
We were talking about Norton and Roger.
Oh, dude. Norton. Yeah. Oh, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Dude, who's got Netflix? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3.
No, we don't have it anymore.
Don't be ashamed. Y'all don't have it no more.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Dude, the best Godzilla movie's on there.
Which one?
Godzilla Minus One.
I don't think I've seen it on there.
It's a Japanese. It came out this year, dude.
Oh, yeah. I think we tried to watch it. It's so fucking dumb, dude.
Dumb?
Yes. God, it was so hard to watch.
No, you fell asleep 15 minutes in.
Probably, but Josh told me it was dumb.
You pull your pants down.
Josh told me it was dumb. He finished it.
It's Godzilla, dude. It's not Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I guess it's not going after any Oscars or anything.
Yeah, it's not the damn... The King's Speech or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Godzilla's already got his rep out in the world. It's okay. Yeah. So
I remember the old ones.
Subtitles, but it's Godzilla.
Subtitles.
I mean, and I got what a black and subtitles? White version. I watched the black and white version. It wouldn't work that.
I mean, he's already got the Almighty's name in his name. So
Godzilla Minus One. Hey, check it out. Don't listen to John.
It's probably good. I probably did fall asleep at least 20 minutes in. That's what I do. It's got to be like gripping.
Used to it.
It's got to be like Fast and Furious. Like,
yeah.
What about a Mission Impossible? Could you watch it?
Man, I just recently watched some of the Mission Impossibles. I like them.
Yeah. I was like, you fall asleep on that.
All right.
And I watched the Jack Reachers, too. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. So you're a Tom Cruise guy.
Yeah, I like Tom Cruise. I did too, man.
Dude, he's risking his life for people's entertainment. Like, oh, like him. He's kind of weird. I'm like,
everybody's kind of
weird. Dude, I'm not
weird.
Telling you to go to his cookout. Everybody hates that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you go hang out with a guy, spend a night, bring you jammies.
No, he's
he's Scientologist. So I'm like, you ain't got to go to church with him.
Yeah.
He watch his movie.
He's a decent actor. He's a pretty good actor sometimes.
I like him in Legend.
That's a good one, man.
Great movie. Tim Curry. Oh, he did
we
the
don't
best
negotiate
devil
with
ever.
Terrorists.
who did the best devil? Tim Curry or...
Devil?
Yeah, the devil. Tim Curry.
Dave
Grohl. Legend.
I don't remember Legend.
Remember Legend? Oh,
Dave Grohl.
Man, Dave Grohl or Tim Curry?
Dave Grohl all day, man.
Al Pacino.
I
don't
know. The devil's advocate.
Ah!
I was there with you. Okay.
Ah. Who else?
Anyway.
Let's do get the board out. Let's do best devil, movie devil.
What was her name? Elizabeth
South Park.
Elizabeth Hurley.
South Park.
South Park.
Who does the voice for the South Park devil?
I don't know. I just remember sleeping with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Squidbillies devil is pretty funny.
Squidbillies?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the episode where we went and got a Tuscaloosa dumpling? A Tuscaloosa dumpling?
Tuscaloosa dumplings.
I remember. I think I vaguely remember
that.
They
went to Tuscaloosa dumplings.
I don't remember that one either. I got to look that up.
Where did you go when the world was dark and black?
Hell yeah, dude.
Your footsteps.
So, Al, what do you think about Nick Saban game day?
I didn't watch it.
All right. What do you think about Nick Saban, Pat McAfee show?
Oh, Chef's Kiss.
Pat McAfee was fucked, yeah.
Oh, he got drunk.
Yeah,
this podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think he's got a problem, maybe.
No, he don't. He's too busy to have a problem.
I don't know. There's a lot of workaholics out there.
You can be real busy and get drunk. Yeah. I was real busy. I had 3 jobs and still got drunk every night.
Speculating.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, you hanging out with Pat McAfee.
Oh, I would love that. I think he's cool, man. Yeah, I think he's awesome.
You heard on Pat McAfee?
No.
I'd hang out with him.
That's just wild to me to get shit hammered.
He's in Ireland, dude.
Oh, that checks out then. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Oh, they were out there for the Florida State.
It's like I got a pub.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't know all this information.
Ireland at a pub is
maybe
like,
I would have been shit faced. Shit.
Went in Rome.
I hadn't seen it. Why are you? Why, what the fuck? This felt like an ambush.
I feel like you would have to blow in your tube.
Yeah, well, I'll be over there. I don't know what. What do you do over there? You ride a taxi?
You like
ride a donkey? Taxi.
I don't think they got donkeys in Ireland.
I don't know.
Do you walk anywhere? I don't know what they do over there.
Ride a walk on cobblestone.
A wallaby?
You walk on cobblestone. That'd be fine. I wouldn't need my breathalyzer.
You go pick a clover and kick a ball.
Yeah.
They play a lot of soccer.
And fight McGregor's.
They play rugby.
Oh, yes. McGregor, yeah. He's Irish.
What do they eat? Quick, 1, 2, 3. What do they eat? 1, 2, 3.
Food?
Hash.
Potatoes.
Good answer.
What did he say?
He said food.
Damn, that's good.
I don't know. I don't know no Irish, like...
Potatoes.
Yeah, you know, they almost died because of the
food. I thought that was Russian. Famine.
No, potatoes is Irish.
Well, I know, but vodka.
Irish potato, yeah.
But vodka is more Russian, I think.
Oh, vodka is absolutely Russian.
Definitely.
But Irish people made potato vodka.
Oh, okay.
Fish and chips.
I like fish and chips.
See, we're hitting it out. We're hitting it. We're killing it.
That's Irish. Irish. Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Irish.
Billy.
That's Billy Irish.
That's Irish.
Yeah.
That's the one. I like a true Irish. Irish. I like the true Irish.
Catching all guys.
Come to America and eat a hamburger.
You like them? Spend Irish. $25 fucking dollars on a hamburger. Thanks.
They've got McDonald's over there too.
No, he's talking about actual.
What do they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
A quarter pounder with cheese.
No, I think about Pulp Fiction.
Well, I know we was going with it on that, but. I don't know.
You don't remember?
I'm pretty sure that's what... In
I don't know. They got the metric system.
That's what we're talking about in Ireland. Right?
Fucking A, dude. Yeah. I thought we were just talking in general.
They call a Big Mac the cheese.
That's fucking France.
France. Yes, it's different. A lot of Big Mac.
I ain't never eaten
What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. They don't have Burger King.
I feel like I would eat some bangers and mash or something like that.
I think I pulled up a thing. I think it was called Americana Retarder. That's what it was
What'd
called.
You say there, Cowboy John?
I was talking about how I don't think I would eat at McDonald's in Ireland. I think I would.
I definitely would not.
I think I would find like a pub.
I don't know. You might want to be like, they might have some different shit.
They do. They do. They, yeah.
Yeah. They might be like, I want to try some weird shit at McDonald's.
Because, I mean, you know it'll be mediocrely good.
Yeah. It'll be like, okay. And you might be like, well, we've had this in America.
but then you come back to America.
This ain't no good. Where's the chemicals?
Yeah. This tastes like actual meat.
Tastes like food.
What the fuck is this?
Where's the riboflavin?
This is supposed to be McDonald's.
The riboflavin.
Where's the yoga mat?
I watched RFK Jr.'s speech. It was 22 and a half minutes. It was... It was probably the day before or the day of the Trump rally that was in Arizona and Phoenix.
Yeah.
When he was about to back Trump. And, man, he talking about the chemicals in the food. He blasted.
I wish somebody would put laws on that. I don't care what you man. Are. What point.
Like, wow. I really like that idea of his. Like, that should be adopted by both sides.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Hey, stop killing us.
Yeah.
Stop killing us with fucking vegetables, you dicks. You told us to eat them things our whole life, and now you're killing us with them.
Yeah.
Stop breaking the law, asshole.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But, you know, I like that part, you know.
Yeah.
It makes good sense to me. Don't we want healthy people?
Let's see what's in this water.
Josh bought some of the grass-fed beef from the farmer's market.
Hey.
And that stuff was fantastic.
Well, as long as the grass didn't have any insecticide on it.
Is local grass-fed beef.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
He's feeding them things.
Dude, they were good.
I don't know what they do.
It tasted like meat you remember. Cucumber lime. You know, like when you used to get steak from a steakhouse.
Cucumber water don't play.
And it was like...
I was wondering where you were offering me some.
Full of steak taste.
Yeah. There's a guy in... well, look, they're all over the place. There's probably more local than this. Probably Amory. But find you a butcher. You can get you a quarter of a cow, whatever you... Shit's good.
You just go to Piggly Wiggly and go pork.
There you go.
They
ain't gonna be there much longer. Aren't
they have a hoe?
Why not?
They have a butcher.
They
yep. Hey, we do have a butcher.
Why
it is fresh cut. In
going out of nice. Business.
Yeah.
Why? Millport's got that. It's
2024. Nobody can do it. Stay in business anymore.
The grocery store's going out.
I don't, from what I hear, I don't. That's hearsay. Yeah,
I know that Family Dollar Dollar Tree combo was a fail.
Oh yeah.
Did
well,
it
that
fail
was everywhere.
It went.
Yeah,
it went everywhere.
Your boy Joe put in some little law, so they shut down a certain amount of Family Dollar Dollar Tree. It could have been booming business, but like it was one that had to go. Certain one, probably with population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not all of them shut down. It was about yeah. They should have
they
about,
still
about
got
a thousand.
Reform.
Yeah, about 1,000 of them.
I can show you afterwards. Yeah. We can go.
Yeah.
It's gonna be closed.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd circle around the parking lot and be like, there it is.
That was Jobs, man.
Yeah. Jobs is like four.
It's Jobs.
So that's what, well, when we were talking about, you know, the all the local grass-fed and stuff like that, it's like Neon Pig in Tupelo was like one of my favorite places for the longest because they, all their ingredients they used was within a 200-mile radius.
Oh, that's cool.
In Tupelo?
Sourced it.
Yeah.
Sourced it.
Yeah, I imagine it's still like that now. It's been a while since I've been there, but that was like, they're, man, they're,
that's
their shit was phenomenal.
In the
they had a butcher in there, and they had, you could buy, they had all like fresh vegetables and stuff you could buy in there. It was.
Man. Are y'all using U.S. Foods at Munson's or Cisco?
Cisco.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, nope.
But.
They use rubber flaming.
When it's in season, like, there's talks about beginning to source.
Yeah.
When we,
I mean,
when
y'all
we
right get, next to the farmer's
when
market.
When you can,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, we do that yeah. when it's in season.
Of course.
Human meat.
It does, you know, yeah, exactly. It does make a difference.
Yeah.
You can taste it.
You can absolutely
you can
taste
absolutely
it.
Taste it.
It's a big difference.
Sometimes when I'm eating pizzas from different places, I can taste the aluminum can that the pizza sauce comes in.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. It adds that little twang.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Copper.
It's like so good. Like,
you ever listen
copper,
to what do y'all
story.
Think about what do y'all
like
what are
pennies.
So you might be having a stroke there, buddy.
Probably not a good question.
What did we think about what?
I was gonna say Papa John.
Oh,
I
love
no,
Papa
no,
John's,
I hate it.
Man.
You hate it.
I hate it. I hate Papa John's.
I've had Papa John's like
it's horrible.
8 times in my life. And it was good.
I like the yeasty crust.
Well, when they used to, the slogan used to be better ingredients, better pizza. I mean, according to him, if you look at his dough recipe versus like a Domino's, there is absolute reason like why Pizza Hut or Domino's is favored. Look at what it's got in the dough itself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, the dough itself is addictive.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
But Papa John was like, he was a little more natural.
He was like, yeah. I mean, it is basic, but you
yeah,
know, it is what it is. It's basic.
It's very basic.
That's why it's not good. But, you know, I mean...
Different strokes, man.
It is what it is. You
see,
know?
I like Pizza yeah. Doctor. You familiar with that guy?
Shit.
Like Carrollton?
Reform?
Carrollton and Reform used to have
Pizza
one.
Inn.
Pizza
that?
Inn was the
oh,
shit, too.
Oh, man. That was the best.
It's kind of like CC's before CC's sucked.
Yeah. Oh, I miss good buffet, dude. Yeah. Chinese buffet.
Hey, don't hate it, but I like Hunt Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Hunt Brothers is fucking phenomenal gas station pizza.
It's better than Papa John's, if you ask me.
I had Hunt Brothers. Y'all ever had the breakfast pizza they do?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I had one of those Thursday morning, dude. Slaps.
That's what
especially
you
if you get them fresh.
Don't play.
You can get them at the Shell and Reform.
Yeah. They don't do those.
I mean, for all the people that are living in bigger cities and don't know about Hunt Brothers, sometimes it's about all you can get around here. Yeah. So.
Yeah, especially
if you go for it.
You can get you a $16 Subway up now. It's gone.
Subway.
Mm-mm. If you get a 13,
shit.
If you get a 15, Jack's if you get it, a 30 minute lunch break, you need that Hunt Brothers.
Yeah. You got to have it.
In and out.
Yeah.
Alan was saying that Subway pizza.
Subway pizza's the shit.
They are bad.
I go to Subway sometimes when I leave here because it's the only thing besides cookout. Cookout's the drive.
Yeah, it's all out there. You go to the one Loves. Yeah, there you go. Ain't nothing wrong.
Hey, I like the Subway new menu. I love yoga mats.
Their Godfather pizza isn't open when you go there?
Yoga mat.
No, Godfather pizza. I never had Godfather
Neither
pizza.
Neither have I. Neither have I.
It's good.
It's expensive. Hear
Cowboy John earlier was like, I love the taste of yoga mats, whatever. Yeah. He was talking food ingredients.
Yeah, McDonald's. Their fries are supposedly yoga mat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said Subway was like one of them. The breads, they put the bread in tires or some shit.
Oh, shit.
That's...
Put the bread in tires.
I know if you had that sandwich in the fridge and put it in a lunch bag.
Yeah.
And leave it sitting in there all day in like a cooler or something to keep it cool.
Yeah.
That sandwich is fucking rock hard.
It is.
Like the bread is, you can throw it up against the wall and put a hole in it.
You can put it in your car.
Yeah, it does get hard, don't it? You got to eat it.
Yeah, you got to eat it right there. It's not going to be edible.
No. You're going to eat it that day at least.
I like your new menu.
I haven't eaven at Subway a good day all.
Yeah, I haven't eaten.
No, I'm not.
Take you too good for Subway?
No, I had a bad experience one time. It's been probably 4 years.
I was a fan of Jimmy John's.
It was Panama City. 2003.
Quiznos. It was COVID good. Time. Y'all remember Quiznos?
Man, I remember Quiznos.
Oh, yeah.
Club La Vila.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm opening up a Jersey Mike's here.
Yeah, bro.
That place is right. Starville's so got good. One. Yeah, Starville got one.
God, they're so good.
That's good.
What that about chicken Firehouse?
Philly. Got one.
Firehouse is good.
You got one
here. Yeah, we got one here.
It's good.
They're okay. They're a little overpriced for.
The shitty sandwich.
Yeah, it really is. It's like
they all taste the same too.
I mean, it goes to firefighters and stuff. That's cool.
If it's business hours,
I always donate.
Let's just go out. It's a good call.
Yeah, some fucking haters.
What?
Hell yeah!
If it's
this place is dog shit.
If we go to sandwiches, we just go to United.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to be in all this day. Shitty restaurant.
Yeah. I'm going to Mr. John's right now.
What are you doing here? Get out of my parking lot. You'll get arrested.
Get out of my house/gas station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fun. My bad, dude. I couldn't.
Couldn't hold it in.
Me and Webb's gonna go eat at the Himalayan restaurant by Bargain Hunt.
That's cool. I've heard it's good.
That's pretty cool. That's the first I've heard of it.
Define Himalayan, dude. What's Himalayan?
Like curry and stuff.
It's like it's Indian food, I do believe. I'm not a big Indian food kind of.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Are you racist?
No, I've just had it and it's horrible.
It's just spicy as
shit.
Yeah,
everything's curry. It all tastes like curry. That's
just
all it is.
Spicy puddings.
That's it. Yeah. It's like...
spicy, chunky pudding.
It's like, potatoes, curry. Oh, chicken, curry. Oh, beef, curry. Oh, God.
You ever had baba ganoush?
Curry?
Baba ganoush.
I mean, the naan bread's pretty good. I give it that much. That's probably the best thing.
My ex-wife and them, they liked some shit. It was... some curry type dish. I can't remember what it was called. But God, it was fucking disgusting. It had cumin in it.
Human.
I hate cumin.
Yeah, human. Human. Cumin.
Cumin. I know. Not human. Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. You never know. You just might have got a bite of a shitty person.
I'm trying to remember what this shit was called. They loved it. I'm like, this
it's offering everybody's cucumber.
Gross. It's delicious.
cucumber.
He's got cucumber lime water here.
I don't know what smart water did.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, you gotta find a little bit of green top.
I see.
The first swig, you're like, this is weird.
I like cucumber.
That's how it was again. About Propel. Yeah.
You hit it again, and it's like addictive.
It's refreshing.
I'm like, they really captured the flavor of a real cucumber up in here. It ain't no like.
He was over here looking at the ingredients on the damn bottle. I was like, what are you doing?
Propylene glycol.
Kyle, do you like the Gatorade, the cucumber limon?
I do.
It's weird and stays weird.
Hmm. But weird, like, is that good or bad?
It's better hot.
It's like smelling your own fart.
Yeah.
Okay.
that's a good representation, right?
Kind of want to do it in private.
It's like,
you don't want anybody to see you with it.
I don't like it.
It's kind of like the fat chicken.
But here it is.
No, I'm not. I'd rather have another Gatorade.
Okay.
Like this water, I'd rather get cucumber lime than over the just regular. Gatorade, I'd rather go get grape or something.
You can't beat canned water. You
can't murder your thirst over there, Cowboy John.
They need to go ahead and become a sponsor.
Yeah, nice. For real. Let's do that.
So
we'll be right there and murder it with you.
Yeah, well, I'll be sitting here murdering
half the backdrop is already there.
Yeah, so I got a whole collection right down here.
You'll
pull them out, plug them.
Pretty good little limited amount.
Yeah, come on,
here, drink it.
Ooh, open it up, dude. I used to mess with my dad. He inherited those, I think Kyle done it a couple times.
Open his Bear Bryant Coca-Cola.
Oh, his Bear Bryant.
Did you ever do that to him?
I had them shits, man. I had them when I was a kid.
I didn't do that. I would never do that. Especially
somebody did it.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's rich.
That's shitty.
I think I actually drank one of them one time. Somebody. Just to see what it was about.
Like, it's old.
It's old. Yeah.
It's an old coat.
Remember when I had your dad looking up all the national championships? Don't talk football shit to me, because I will, like, my team could be 0-11, and I'll still piss you off. You just come off a national title run.
He's done that to people.
I was like, Alabama over here with a 21 national championships, claiming one where they lost four games in one season because the newspaper claimed it in Fernbank. And your dad went back to your room and was looking it up on the internet. He came back and was like, papers. He's like, he's right. I was like, I told you. It's like, hey, it's one national championship. They claim they lost the national championship. It's just back in the day. In the 40s and shit, they didn't know what they was doing.
Yeah.
Ah, screw it. That game wasn't important.
Whatever.
That's a pretty good one. I didn't know that.
You didn't know. That was an epic night, dude.
I mean, that's cool information. Like, I didn't realize it was that local and...
Like it wasn't local like that.
I mean, I get it, but there was a newspaper article that said it, and everybody was like, yep, must have been.
Yeah, it's like,
blindly trusted it. That's nuts.
Like a Chicago or New York paper or something. It's like, they're national champions. We already had it printed up before the game.
We just ran it.
It's like the shirts they send to African villages.
Weird, man. It's just so weird.
It's like the old Super Bowl. I mean, I wonder how much those shirts are worth. The ones that say that the team that didn't win won.
Yeah.
How much are those? It's probably worth a lot of money. Like some of the older ones, I would say. Yeah.
I love in basketball where they have the loser shirts.
Yeah, my team lost. All right.
They have the hats with like the tags hanging on. Oh, have you ever seen that, Al? I know. Cowboy John? Basketball?
Yes.
Basketball? Yeah, I like that
basketball.
Shit.
Basketball. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Yasmin Belief.
Yasmin Belief.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah. All of them. Why not?
Throw
them all in there. Throw them all in there like a big...
Do you have a dime of the week?
Do I have a dime
this
of the week?
New segment. Dime of the week.
I don't know. Have y'all seen Christina Aguilera lately?
No.
Have not.
Oh, my goodness gracious. She's back to...
She glue up.
She...
She like that video where she's playing in the dirt.
She's back to dirty.
Yeah.
No shit.
I mean, she turned not quite, but I'm not. She turned
it all around.
Yeah, because you know, at one point she was soulful.
Yeah. I saw Tara Reid recently, like a up to date picture of Tara Reid.
Come out with new Sharknado?
No. She's looking rough though.
I'm gonna say it'd probably come out with.
All right, let's take shits.
She can no longer play the teenage heartthrob girlfriend anymore.
Oh yeah. She's
coming out with new American Pie.
Called pepperoni.
What about your girl Britney Spears, Al? Any updates on that? I sent she had a new video about a week ago.
So much fun to keep up with.
Oh, speaking of a video.
That's a good follow. I'm glad I followed her.
Yeah. There's a music video out. Sabrina Carpenter's got a new one out. With.
I never heard a song in my life.
With I ain't worried about the song, but the video is her and Christian and fuck, I can't even say his
name. Yeah, he is.
Hey, Jenna Ortega, her and
let's not do that one.
They both make out in it. It's really, really
hot. I see pictures.
So check that out. I don't even know the song. Couldn't tell you. But,
You know. And there it is, Webb's dime of the week.
There we go.
He got to it.
Ding.
Boom.
We need a sound bar. Yeah. Like
I'll get a board. Oh, I'll spend $600 on it.
I'll do it.
A triangle.
I can sit right here.
I can do it on my iPad.
We got sound effects now. Very cool.
We gotta do that.
I want the cash register.
We need a fucking whoopee cushion. Dime
of the week.
There you go. Well, what about your flowers?
We give
you
flowers.
Yeah.
Hey, really.
You don't get them out?
Yeah. Oh, these flowers are heavy. I'm gonna have flowers.
I'm gonna
have
to give you some real flowers.
Yeah. They can get them at Walmart around the crafts.
Steal them out of a graveyard.
Sierra,
give somebody else's flowers.
Sierra Farrell gives my flowers of the week to you. It's a country singer.
Sierra Farrell.
Yeah, that wheel.
Oh.
Just a country singer. You probably like her.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Sierra. Oh, she's got a song with Billy Strings.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she's been going viral.
Been doing it up.
Oh, you know about her?
Yeah, I know you
talking
about her.
She looks cool, don't she?
She's something else.
All right.
Yeah, either it's going to be a country singer or OD. That's what she looks like.
Okay.
Probably both.
Eventually. Probably both. Yeah.
kind of sounds like she belongs in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
She's somebody.
Bringing it back then, huh?
Everything is cyclical like that, it seems. Yeah. But it seems like a really good time for it.
Did it pop up on your YouTube?
Yes, it fell right into the algorithm.
Yeah, my YouTube's getting that way. It's just spitting all. I guess it's Spotify connected. It's all
connected, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's connected. It all goes to Antarctica.
It's the WEF.
If you looked anything up on any browser, it's like, yeah, we know.
Under the ice.
We know. Yeah, spy devices. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, Sierra. I hope you enjoy those flowers.
Yeah.
Up in Nashville.
Up in Nashville.
Yeah, it's where all the cool people hang, like Hot Tulas.
No, yeah, I know. That's where they're all at.
I heard she was wanting to fight JoJo Siwa.
Oh, I hope she
got Hot Tua all day.
What a I don't know.
Definitely going for it.
Yeah, I'll put 200 down right now.
Dude, I saw the funniest podcast clip. It was JoJo Siwa. I think she has a podcast, but she was wearing like this hat that had like.
Oh, yeah, the fucking curtain.
And she asked the person, how old are you? And it was like, 24. Yeah, you're about the age of somebody that would make fun of me on the internet. It's like, I don't think age has anything to do with it.
She's getting her Orville Peck going with her curtain.
Who could say?
But
it's wild. But dude, there was this guy. It was I think I saw it on next, but it was originally from TikTok. But the guy let that clip play, and at the end of it, you had the funniest thing you could probably say about it. The guy said, man, you know this is BS. Ain't nobody ever criticized curtains.
Criticized curtains. All right.
It's like, man, that's pretty good. Just didn't even acknowledge her, was just stuck on the curtain. As far as it got. Anything Georgia. Else with JoJo Siwa? I don't know. That's a
she's wild, man.
She, I mean, but it's, you know, I would like to see her and Ray Gun have a dance off.
I think JoJo's gonna win that probably. She's got a little bit more coordination.
She's had a little bit more.
Yeah.
Even I don't know.
I don't know. She's
JoJo's wild, but it's just not. It's not like the. You know, there's a lot of entertainers that are wild that really make it because they are wild. Yeah. She's wild, but it's just like she's like a scene kid. You
yeah,
know?
She's
just
yeah.
like, what the hell?
She's like, look at me, just I'm gonna dress.
You were just trying
all black.
So hard.
She already named her kids. Yeah, and she's supposed to be gay. Yeah. Why are you having kids?
You just don't even understand.
She having surrogates. Kids.
What are we talking?
JoJo Siwa has already got her kids tatted on her and ain't got one. Freddie, Teddy, and Eddie.
Got one yet.
What happened? What am I understanding this correctly?
She's going to have all girls, too. That's
she's already Freddie, got Teddy, and Eddie. Kids' names. Cartoon Network show.
Ed, and Eddie.
Freddie, Teddy, and Eddie.
All right.
I'd hate to be those fucking kids, man. Yeah. God, I already feel sorry for those little bastards.
Man.
You say that, dude. I had a... I'm not going to give that much away, but his name was... we'll just say his name was Eddie, and his brother's name was Freddie, and then there was a Teddy. There was three.
Oh, that did
happen.
Wow. God, send a cease
and desist. It might be connected. You never know.
That has happened.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. But. Anything else that y'all would like to bring up? Good plug with JoJo Siwa. What the fuck? That would come out of left field.
Dude, it's covering up my Snapchat little video feed and it pisses me off.
He's like, you clicked it on accident. He's like, I'm watch it anyway.
No, I'm
here, dude. I'm thinking of shit.
He's like, damn. All right.
That bitch is so crazy. Yeah. It just, I love it. It's like a fucking train wreck. You just want to keep watching it, man. It's like, God, I want to press rewind. Let's watch the baby fly out the window again.
We got a football movie countdown coming up.
Do we?
It's like the first. It's like the first we've heard of this.
Football.
I'm over here sacrificing my time watching all these movies.
And told us none of them.
Why don't we? Let's get a watch. Can we watch one tonight?
Can we do a watch along tonight?
Nah, I gotta go to Walmart. I gotta go buy an extension cord.
Well, I'm finna say, it's
what
like,
time
oh,
is
they
it?
Don't close, they close.
They close at 11, I think.
Thank you, COVID.
Yeah, when we ever go, I heard that we were supposed to get 24-hour Walmarts the end of July.
I ain't never heard any of that.
Who told you that?
The internet.
Them interwebs.
I figured that might have been some kind of new policy, like not taxing tips. I was wondering where it came from.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hell of a promise.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to love going to Walmart at fucking 3 a.m.
Walking there.
It's like ghost. So just a ghost town?
Yeah. You could go in there and get everything you needed in one.
And not get blocked in the aisle with
the
crew of two old ladies talking.
Stocking the groceries.
Well, see, they used to stock throughout the night. Back
what are you
then?
Know about being blocked in there? I can't stand old people stopping and talking to each other.
Why I ain't seen you in so long, Ethel?
Ha! I don't know. You get out of the way.
Yeah, I got real down bad with COVID last year.
I'm like, get out of the way. This is what y'all got Facebook for.
Yeah.
Like, we want you to be shut in.
Yeah. Go back to your fucking house, idiot.
Get up.
Hey, have y'all seen the people wearing masks again? It's coming back.
The young guy loves up here. I saw last night wearing a mask with gloves.
It's back. Like, apparently it's all through the school again. They're talking about going back all virtual.
It's
an election year, everybody. Yeah. Mail in your ballots.
Like, we just got school back in, and now it's like everybody's out.
Everybody quit being a weenie.
Like, what the hell? Okay.
I'm glad my daughter's graduated.
Like, wash your hands after you wipe your ass. That's all you got
to
do.
Just get it on purpose so many times. She's like, it does nothing to me no more.
Well, this is supposed to do absolutely nothing to you, and you might get a sniffle.
Yeah. But awesome. you'll be out of commission for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Like, this is supposed to do absolutely...
It's like a little vacation.
It's supposed to be less than the common cold.
When I had it, I tried to go to work.
They told us to just wear a mask and stay away from people.
I'm not telling nobody. I'm not telling nobody. I bet Alan's place be like, get away, demon.
Our place?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah. Wearing face windshields.
No, I'm doing that.
I won't know if I have it anyway. I can't smell, so...
You can't smell.
Oh, man.
I already can't smell. I never can't.
No, dude, it was
Webb's got COVID.
It was by the books, dude. You got it, and then you, like, when you were, you got it on Tuesday, sit at home a week, report, take another week. If you still ain't better, then you had to quarantine for, like, a week or two before they let you come back, dude.
I'm
gonna be broke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to hot tool with somebody to get money.
I mean, like, I'm working at Lowe's now in the parking lot.
So, I mean, you know, like,
I'm a lot lizard now.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of those situations to where the whole thing kind of feels rigged. Just damn if you do, damned if you don't, you know? Like, if you just, like Cobb said, I ain't telling no damn body. I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Whatever. Yeah, my boss asked me, are you sick? Sick.
I'm like, it's like, can you work, though?
I
remember them days. I'm like, people call in. I'm like, how sick are you? Like, are you throwing up? Yeah. You got a fever?
Be like dumb and
like,
dumb.
No, come on,
hey, come on. I went to a crawfish bowl last time I had it.
Hell yeah,
that is one way to do it.
Yeah, spread it all around.
Yeah,
I told them.
Look at those like, doors.
Come on,
the crawfish.
Dude, I knew a lot of people like that. Like during the height of it.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it, come on, yeah. Let's do it. We're going to have parties anyway.
They were just pockets of people.
Oh yeah,
all just didn't give
all around. Just didn't
those
care.
People ruled, man. They didn't
days.
Stop living.
Yep.
Hell just yeah,
slow spree. Like, oh, y'all come on over.
Yeah.
Did you try?
Yeah, I tried.
How long?
3 days. I don't know. I didn't have nowhere to go. Shit, everything was closed down anyway.
Man, Alan Coop was the first people that like. We ain't making it 14 days. Come on over.
I remember.
I think it was immediate.
Yeah.
During COVID time.
That was about
time,
a week.
We would always text each other. You sick, man? Nah. You want to do one? Sure.
No, yeah. Man. Everybody's like they're bad, but I didn't know what was going on when that shit first popped off. Don't touch your face. It lives on metal for 7 years.
I figured,
all kinds of
I figured they were trying to kill us. I honestly assumed they were just trying to kill us.
Yeah, it lives on metal for 3 days. I remember that. That's a true story.
Yeah,
Jonah, it's crazy. Like going back, you can highlight like go back on those episodes. I think if I ain't mistaken, it might be gone now. But Spotify put a COVID warning on those episodes for misinformation.
Tight.
There was a triangle, and it was like misinformation.
A triangle with exclamation mark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. That's just a badge of honor.
Yeah. I hope it's still there, but like it was back when we were still doing off the deep end, and we were high to COVID, and like John said, how you feeling? I'm good. You? Hey, let's run it.
Yeah, let's do it. Brianna was like, I gotta go to work. I'm like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I was dragging my ass on in.
All right. Let's get on out of here.
Yeah.
Peace.
No!
What?
All right.
Seriously.
Let's get on out.
You got anything else in the can?
No, no.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
No! Stop!
Catch you later. Did it.
Catch you later. Catch you later, man.
I forgot to hit record.
Take me to the junkyard. Throw me in the pile with others. I have broken down beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
Beyond repair.
System overload. There's a bug inside the code of my biological software.
I'm beyond repair. I'm comprised mostly of wear and tear. Beyond repair, why don't you let me go? Don't Columbia Square. I lie awake in bed. I feel like I am just a dead weight. So let's untie that knot and sell me for scrap and a salvage lot.
Take me to the jungle.
Is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.